Welcome, everybody, to our teacher podcast here at Stillman Valley High School. Today is May 18th, and I'm here with my co-host, Ryan Reed.
Hey, Dr. everyone. Ryan Reed.
And I always forget to put that doctor in front of it.
The doctor is insane.
Anyways, we're here today, and we are going to interview two people here who are retiring this year, Mrs. Tammy Pearson and Mrs.
Claire Winters.
I just drew a blank. Claire Winters. And so
this is why we edit.
So we're here today to talk with them about their experiences here at Stillman Valley and what their future plans are. So we'll be back in a moment. But here I want to turn this over to Ryan. So Ryan can say hello.
Well, and thank you for letting me hello, because as we always know, I seem to be the one who do. Of course, I can just adjust the knob here and turn Kathy. There we go. Look at that. Now, Kathy, you can't hear her at all. Ooh, yeah, the power I have. The doctor has the power. But anyhow, it is the end of the 2020-2021 school year. And as I said, as we said, Tammy Pearson and Claire Winter are retiring after how many years here? 14 years and everything else. So we're going to talk about some questions about their journey through the early days to finally here today. As they say, we all live to dream of retirement someday, and they have accomplished that. And maybe we might just do a little plug in too for a certain other student over here while we're at it too. So please join us for the Teacher Podcast.
Welcome back. We are now here with Mrs. Tammy Pearson, who has been an aide for the business and tech department for quite a while. Ever since Karen Marsh left, Tammy kind of took over her role here and learned a lot about technology and computers, and was such a great asset in the classroom for us. And so anyways, I'm going to turn this over to Tammy, so she can share a little bit about what her experiences have been here in the district. Take it away, Tammy.
Thanks, Kathy. I started here when I was substituting within the district. That was 11 years ago, we were just discussing. And I actually started at the elementary school one day after Claire Winter. She was there a day before me, and she and I were playground ladies / lunch ladies /
oh,
class
I remember
aides.
The playground ladies.
Oh my gosh, playground lady is the best job in the world. All those little pookies, they come up to you and give you hugs, and you tie their shoes, and you play kickball with them, and all that kind of stuff. Oh yeah, oh, it's the best gig. It doesn't pay much in money, but sometimes there's things that's more important than money. And well, that was kind of it. And since I've been in this building, Kathy and Ryan, they both have had me in their classes almost every year. I've been in other classes. I was in driver's ed, and I've been in ag, and I've been, oh gosh, in industrial arts,
science
and history. Oh my goodness, yes. I've been with Mr. Kuzak for many years too, just like with Mr. Reed and Miss Murphy. But I've been in shop class, and shop class is awesome. Jamie does a wonderful job with the kids there. I've been in health class.
Supposed to be in today.
Yes. The only department I haven't spent any time in is math, and there's a good reason for that. They did not hire me for my math skills.
We'll be talking to Claire about that in a little while.
Claire, she is the math wizard. Yes. But I will tell you that last semester, this time last year, before we had our COVID shutdown, I was in anatomy.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh, tell us more.
And it was so cool because, well, I'd never been in anatomy. And I really enjoyed being in that class with the kids I was in, but it was short-lived because, you know, we had to shut down and go home.
Yeah.
That was not a good time.
Yep. Though you have a cool office.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Tammy was also with us with Future Business Leaders of America.
Yep.
She joined us our second year, toward the end of the first year.
Yeah.
And then came on board the second and third year, fourth year.
Fourth year. Did we do four years?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you were doing it a little bit since then.
Yeah. And she was our bus driver, our van driver, all over the place. And
of course, then I would have to substitute her for her bus driver.
Yes. Ryan and I, we tag teamed. Yes. And we had that exciting trip where the tree had fallen in the road, remember?
Oh, I remember that very well.
That was pretty cool.
Especially when I call 911 and I, Tammy, when the dialer picked up the other, here's the story, guys. It was a very windy day. We were on our way to Gray's Lake for FBLA. Well, there was a huge, it was really windy that day.
Yeah,
and a branch off of 47 had broken completely, took out a lane of traffic. So, of course,
it was more than a branch. It was like a half a tree.
Okay, it was half a tree. But anyhow, so we, I mean, that was a thing, and I didn't know what the non-emergency number was in that area, so I called 911. And what did I say to that 911 caller there, Tammy?
Ryan, he says, hello there, how are you today?
I did. And then she was really shocked and said, you know, nobody's ever asked me how I'm doing today, and I'm doing good. What about you, sir? I'm hoping it's nothing too bad. I told him about the tree and situation, and by the time we came back later that night, it was cleared up, and you never could tell that the half a tree had fallen over the lens in it.
It was good.
Yep, she was a great asset. She helped train our kids for competition, encouraged, had our summer camp at her house, which was wonderful.
Yes.
And we had our Christmas, two of our Christmas parties there at her house, baking and
what delicious cookies.
Yeah, it was so, it was pretty much, Tammy was very generous with her time and with her home. So
it's all good.
Specific memories that stand out for you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I do remember during summer camp, we had the kids prepare each one of the meals, which we thought was an awesome team building experience. Mm-hmm. And it was until I walked in the kitchen and I saw one of the boys pouring grease down my sink.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
That was an educational time for them because
Educational time.
Yeah, so I explained to them that was not what we do with grease. So
I'm trying to teach my son that trick now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So no. Those were good times. They we had such a good time with the green screen during summer camp.
Espresso in the M&Ms.
That's right. And the kids really loved doing. We had candy bars that each one of them needed to make a commercial for. And so they had a good time doing that and us watching them back on the, you know, on the teleprompter or whatever, the television. So, yeah, those are good memories. It was all a good time. And I'm faithful that next year, well, August, that FBLA will be back. And, you know, people will be, kids will be interested and they'll be able to go to competitions. Those competitions for FBLA are incredible. The things that the kids can learn to do and the things that we see other kids at other schools do is on par with some of the things you would see in big corporations. If you were giving a talk about a product or something to a board, those kids did that sort of thing. The speeches and the PowerPoints and all the high-tech information. Our kids were incredible. Our kids really, you know, made us proud and learned so much and had such a great experience. I could see it, FBLA being back next year.
Are you coming back then too?
I think we need three people to write. We can't deal with two.
We'll see what August looks like.
Yeah, well, like I said, we'll see too. As we know, we can only look so far into the future right now.
There's a lot to do, and it's worth it. When you look over the classrooms that you've been in, Tammy, what is the thing that has been most impressive about the whole learning process that you saw the kids go through?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? Specifically when I hung out with you and Dr. Reed, getting a chance to see what you put together. I know that you work all summer long to get the lesson plans together. And I really like it when you changed things up a few years ago and did all of those videos that the kids continue to use now, and all of the kids can work at their own pace. That was by far one of the best things that came out of the business program here, because everybody does not learn at the same pace, and it gives kids freedom and the experience of some real life, experience with working in an office and doing some of the things that we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, you know, a good change and very impressive. Now, with some of the other classes, you know, with this past year, I was pretty impressed that, you know, we've got some old dogs in the building that had to learn.
Uh-oh, look out, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And the teachers that I worked with were just stepped up to the plate, used the Pixip boards, used, you know, whatever they were supposed to use. And, well, I'm glad they knew how to do it, because I sure didn't.
Yeah, and I've tried training her a lot.
That's right. It's true.
So we're going to take a break for right now, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Yes, we will. Do-do-do.
Mrs. Pearson, and now we are honored to have Mrs. Claire Winters here, too. I know that I had her twins in my class, and they were pretty awesome. And so we're really proud to have Claire here. She's done a fantastic job in the math department, did a lot of math and other things around school. So, Claire, what we would like to ask you is if you have some experiences that you want to share, just your overall impressions of being here in the district, how long you've been here, just kind of some general information that people might not be aware of.
Yes.
About you.
Please inform us, Claire.
I've been here 14 years. I started out at Highland Elementary, and I started one day apart from Tammy. I was here one day ahead of her. I started out actually volunteering in my twins' kindergarten class.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And then Judy Uchno asked me to sub in the library for her, and then Mrs. Rippentrop talked me into hiring on.
Wow. So,
it sounds like it was a two-prong attack there.
It was.
So did you start out as a lunch lady too?
I started out working as a lunch lady, but not in the kitchen, but in the actual lunchroom supervising all the littles. And one of my favorite things to do was to make smiley faces on their hamburgers for them with the ketchup.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome.
We're having cuteness overload on this episode.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed working over there. And then they asked me to be a personal aide for a little girl at Monroe Center who was in a wheelchair. And so then I worked with her. She had cerebral palsy. And she was really a fun person to work with. She had a great sense of humor. She could only write with like a marker on a whiteboard, mm-hmm. or type answers into an iPad.
Oh, okay.
So it was a very slow process, but it was very enriching to actually see the light bulb go on for her.
That's pretty cool.
It's a wonderful story.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then they had too many aides at Monroe Center. And so Mrs. Showers pulled me up to the high school.
And here she came.
And so then I started out as an aide at the high school. Working for Mrs. Munns and in a lot of the classes, mostly science. And then when Mrs. Weber decided to retire from her math intervention job, then Mrs. Showers asked me if I would please take over. Mm-hmm. And so the rest is history. I've been math interventionist for the rest of my time here.
And how did that go? Did you enjoy it? Or
I did enjoy it. The first couple of years, I really had to get back up to speed, like I'm pre-calculus. Mm-hmm. The lower level things, you know, I pretty much remembered. But, you know, some of the particular formulas in geometry, for instance, or some of the more intricate things in pre-calc, I had to relearn.
I feel that one.
Yes.
I'm really impressed that you can do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow. I know that when you first took over with for Julie, that you were in my room for a little bit, then you took the math help to, what was it, Mrs. Munsrum?
Yeah, then I moved over to Mrs. Munsrum. It was just, she has a lot of the math posters up in her room and everything, and it was just a little quieter setting, and so that worked nicely for me.
Any specific memories that you have that of working with students with math, and what did you see that you remember as being impressive?
I just really enjoy the dedication that the math teachers have to helping the children learn, because math is not always easy. And I love how, especially Mrs. Kane has adapted a lot of the help sheets to ensure that the children succeed.
That's cool.
You know, and like at the upper levels, they don't get as much help, which is understandable, and they shouldn't. You know?
No, right. No, of course not.
Yeah. Wow. Anything else that you want to share in regards to your experiences in the district?
Not anything in like particular that stands out. I've enjoyed helping a lot of students, and you know, there's a couple of students I have gone above and beyond for. Just recently, there was one that was working on math recovery, and we got him through, and he was able to walk at graduation.
Yay! Class of 21.
Well, what was it like being here at the high school when your children were here, your twins?
I asked them first. I wanted to make sure that it was okay with them, that their mother was coming up here, because, you know, I didn't want to intrude in their lives. And they said, no, it's fine. We won't see you much.
The love they felt.
Which was true, because by that point they were, you know, beyond the classes that I was helping with.
Right.
And they were already, you know, set up to succeed. So they really didn't need much of my help, other than maybe signing forms. You know, can you sign this form for a friend to come to prom, or you can sign this for me to go on a field trip.
Mom would oblige. You know.
So when you guys came to school, did you come to school together? In car?
No, they drove separately, because my schedule is shifted such that I start late and end late.
Right.
And they had to be here early, so we always drove separately.
That's really neat.
That's a really wonderful story. Yeah. Wow.
Did you share in any of their competitions or anything that?
I did help out Mr. Voss with academic team.
Yeah.
And so I took care of the lower level, the JV level, while he took care of the varsity level. And then the second year that my kids were on varsity level, I handed the torch off to another parent to take the JV level, so that I could watch their matches.
That's neat. That's really cool. And what was that like watching them? Were you nervous, or?
It was fun to watch the whole team. And actually, quite a few years ago, when my son Thomas did academic team, the team got to go to nationals down in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
And because of a conflict with him, he was not able to travel with the team, and I got to fly down there with him and actually go to nationals with Mr. Voss.
Wow.
That's, talk about taking mom everywhere.
That has to be an awesome memory, though.
That was. It was fun to fly down, make it, you know, by the skin of our teeth to the start of the competition.
Wow, yes, that's amazing.
Well, you know, Claire, you've been just a real asset here. I know you've helped the math department out, but just your presence here alone, your sense of camaraderie and just your presence overall has been just wonderful, you know, and I know that you didn't do a whole lot in our department, but you are still so cordial and still not afraid to reach out and talk and be here. And so I really appreciate that. So I want to thank you for that. Your time here has been wonderful.
Well, I have enjoyed my time here. So
thank you, Claire.
All right. So we're going to take a short break and we'll be back. Thank you.
We're back here. We're once again with Tammy Pearson here in room 103, because where else would she be outside room 106 or 105 or 126? Anyhow.
Faculty lounge.
Exactly. Faculty lounge.
In my closet.
Back my back room in mine, where I usually record my video. Yeah, it's
usually in my closet
getting candy.
All the dirty secrets are coming out now. Where Tammy goes at Stillman Valley High School. Meanwhile, Mrs. Showers is going, oh, that's where she goes.
That's where she was when Jeff was looking for her.
Too bad Tammy had to text her.
Oh, I know.
Of course, and then, of course, Mr. T. Lander said, Mr. Reed, do you know where Tammy is? And I said,
in your office.
And I was just pointing like this. You can't see this is an audio recording, but I was like just pointing like this, like the guy, he's over there. I didn't tell them where. Anyhow, Tammy.
Yes.
So, I mean, you gave an incredible history and everything else. So, moving past this here and everything. So, you're retiring. What are you looking forward to the most about retirement coming up here? It's, you know, now you don't have to deal with these schedules anymore. I know you'll still wake up early and now you don't have to worry about, you know, technology not working and so forth. But, you know, I'm just kidding. Tammy's great. She's actually become quite the troubleshooter in the 4 years I've been here. So, but Tammy, what are you looking forward to here past retirement?
Well, you know what I'm looking forward to. Yes, yes, there are grandchildren in my life that need their baka, and baka is grandma in Serbian. We had an exchange girl a couple years ago live with us when our first grandson was born, and we decided that that would be a good thing to be called. So I am baka.
Not baklava, which is a really nice dessert that goes with your tea or coffee.
Oh, but we do love baklava too.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, that really is kind of it in the crux. I had a birthday and, it was kind of a milestone, and the, thought of having grandchildren here in town and being more flexible so that I can, you know, pick them up and go and do stuff with them during the day. And anybody who knows me knows there are 4 grandchildren in Alaska. And I'm, you know, I want to be available if they need their baka. So, getting a chance to do those sort of things. And I haven't started the list yet. It's all up in my head. But I have a list of things to do around the house for the next, year. And then...
Year, she says.
Yeah. And Kathy and Ryan both know what I'm talking about because they've been to my house.
We've taken the oath.
You've taken the oath.
I think my son took the oath.
And for those who have not been to my house, the oath is the oath of silence. If you've been to my garage or my basement, you cannot tell anybody what you've seen. So
we do not talk about
it. So there's a list, like I said, in my head. I got to put it down on paper, but there's a lot of things that, you know, I've kind of put on the back burner for the last few years, and I want to get those things taken care of. But mostly I want to be a grandma. I want to,
So do you think you're going to miss school at all?
No, and don't ask me that,
Kathy. Sorry, I take that back.
Okay, forget that idea.
Yes.
Because most of these kids here are your little grandchildren, too.
Yes, they're your other babies.
Uh-oh.
And they're all looking at me now like, stop.
We don't want to make Tammy cry. So anyways, we'll keep talking here while Tammy recovers.
She's going to take a moment. She's feeling a little of a clump there.
But and then Tammy just came off her retirement dinner, her and Claire.
That was fun.
Yep. And so an appreciation to everything that they have done here. Tammy, you've done so much in our department to encourage Ryan and I.
Yes.
It's, you know, you've given us insight, you've given us feedback, even
cooking lessons.
Yeah. Even when we didn't want the feedback, you were good at.
You got that right.
And confronting us with things that we needed to be confronted with from a different perspective.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that's awesome.
We do that for each other. Yeah. And I do want to say this now. The kids that were the seniors this year were the little pookies on the playground when I started working over there, when Claire and I started working. And so it just felt like, because they were graduating, that I should graduate along with them.
Cool.
And so that is, too, another reason why I decided to retire, was the timing just felt right. And yet the kids that are left behind are not. They, there's a few of them that are giving me a hard time about not being here for them,
doesn't mean I won't love them, but been telling me that, yes.
I'll keep loving them all the same, but just from a distance.
From a distance. We all have to say. Yeah.
Tammy and I, when we were off the air, we were talking and we began to realize that Tammy entered the district the same year that I entered the district, but she just entered and not in the high school, but at the little kiddie school. And so we've been here about the same amount of time, which I never realized, you know.
And sometimes you think about it, it doesn't feel like it's been that long.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it just doesn't, you know, it's a cliche. I know that time, you know, travels fast, but it's really true. And the only way that I know what's going on a lot of times is thinking about kids, you know, what my children have done and, you know, and other people's kids and, you know, my scouts when they, you know, married and have children.
That's right. You were involved in scouts.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
For a long time. Yeah. And, the year my oldest son graduated, there were 9 Eagle Scouts that graduated from Stillman.
That's great.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And the year that my youngest son graduated, there were 11 Eagles.
Now, here's the question. Can you remember all 9?
Oh, sure. Well,
now watch. She's going to try right now. I'm keeping tally.
Yeah, no. Well, and most all of those young men have gone on and gotten married and have children. Cool. You know, it is cool. And with my youngest son, his group of friends, there's several of them that have gone on and gotten married and have children. My son is not one of them, but that's okay because, you know, God's timing is right and it hasn't happened for him yet. So he tells me he's still looking. He says he's particular. So.
Well, if I eventually got married and have been for 12 years, there's hope for him.
Yes, that's true, Ryan.
I set the bar really low.
Your wife is a wonderful person. I can't imagine that you snagged her.
Yeah. You just kind of shake your head.
I don't either. She's had plenty of excuses.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, we want to thank you, Tammy, for being here.
Yes, thank you so much.
It's been an honor to work with you. We're going to miss you terrible here. I hope you keep us stay in contact.
Right? Oh, sure.
Because Tammy and I are friends outside of school.
Yep.
We have our little girls club. So hopefully we'll be able to continue that now that COVID is, I think, officially over. I don't know.
Well, we can go to restaurants again.
Yeah, really.
Yes, we want to.
Yeah. Anyways, we'd like to thank you and wish you the best of luck.
Yes, thank you so much for everything you've done there, Tammy.
You're welcome, guys.
Yay!
And we'll be back a little while to talk to you, Ms. Claire Winter, about her wonderful journey into here. We might expect more tears. Claire, we're looking, you know, this is it. You are retiring here. You've had amazing memories, especially that story with Atlanta was really cool. Yeah. But now, what's coming next for you? What is past Stillman here?
Well, I would like to work on my crafting projects that I enjoy doing. I like to quilt and I like to cross stitch. I also like to get outside and work in the garden. Cool. So I will be hoping to spend more time doing that. I also have 2 grandsons that live out in the state of Oregon.
Oh, wow.
And we have another one on the way.
Cool.
Hoping to get out there and be there for the birth of the 3rd grandchild. And then the twins will be graduating college.
Oh, wow.
How does that make you feel, Kathy?
Yeah, I'm just trying to feel. It feels like they were just here just a little while ago. Wow.
And then I also have 2 weddings coming up in the next year. So,
wow.
Elizabeth and Thomas will be getting married in December of 2021 and then spring of 2022 for Elizabeth. So
that's cool.
That is amazing.
And maybe you'll actually be able to have a great wedding.
Yes.
Especially a winter wedding here. And we won't get that 8 inches of snow there. It's like, hey, it was a winter wonderland wedding kind of thing. Of course, you can't borrow my cross stitches, Claire. Sorry. Those are mine.
And we're hoping to, my husband and I are hoping to travel more.
Are you thinking of any particular place or places?
No, he has been contracting back since he retired at Byron Nuclear Station. And he would like to contract at some other nuclear stations in the country.
Wow.
So it will be possible now with me retired that we could pick up and go, and he could take a 3 to 6 month assignment.
Ooh.
And we could get to see some more of the USA.
So what, when he contracts, is it's just for a short period of time for a specific task?
Yes.
Well, that's really neat. Does he really like that?
Yes, he does.
I'm going to say it kind of helps you change of scenery, that kind of stuff. That's kind of neat. That would be kind of fun, I think.
And it gives you the more opportunities to see places, like you said, to see more of the country, but also it gives you some different locations too. I mean, sometimes you can go to some of these stations. I had a relative, he contracted out, but he said himself, like, you know, sometimes I'd be in places like, wow, this is a huge city, to, whoa, where am I? There's nothing but trees and mountains. Where am I?
Are you looking at maybe anything in Europe or?
Possibly. My dad has a timeshare in Europe, and we have traveled there with the whole family. So it would be nice to get back to the Alps in Austria.
Ooh, beautiful.
We also got a Harley-Davidson motorcycle last year. So
maybe
taking some trips on the Harley.
So are you going to get one for yourself too?
No.
That's as far as she goes.
I would just like to ride on the back.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, that room, right?
Yes.
So you guys have the helmets and all that good stuff?
Yeah, we have the fancy helmets where you can talk to each other.
Oh, wow. Those are cool.
Good.
Built-in microphone.
So you can yell at him if he takes too sharp of a curve.
We're eating here. Okay.
Any other plans that you have that you're thinking about?
Any what?
Any other plans that you're thinking about?
No, not really. I do plan on still working as a substitute aide here. So,
oh, cool.
Like, say, you know, one of the other aides takes a vacation for a week.
Right.
Then I had offered to fill in, and so I can do that and not affect my pension, I heard. So,
yeah, that's really kind of neat.
We'd love to have you back when that opportunity happens.
Yeah, so we'll get to see you still.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you. We appreciate the time that you have given to us here at Stillman. And you and Tammy have been a godsend to us. And I just think it's really cool. What do you think, Ryan?
I think so, too. I know when I first met Claire a few years ago, she had no idea what to think of me. I still think she thinks that way some days. I'll walk through the hallways and she'll be, oh, here comes Mr. Reed. He's got something up. But no, I've had wonderful conversations with you, Claire, here. You made me feel welcome, too, so much when I got here 4 years ago. And it's been amazing times you have been in my class, times you've had a sub for me. So I greatly thank you for all that.
And I think everybody in the district is just very thank you. I know you were at the retirement dinner. And so anyways, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us.
Yep.
We're going to miss you.
Always look for the joy of wonder in the moments.
That's cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. And we want to thank again Tammy and Claire for being with us today on the Meridian 223 Teacher Podcast. Thank you both for being with us. This was both Tammy and Claire's first recording podcast. They are podcast fans themselves, but I think they did a wonderful job. Thank you for all the years of service. I know there are a lot of teachers here. I mean, I've only been with them for 4 years, but a lot of our teachers, they have just amazing time. So thank you for everything you did here today.
And we really appreciate the work and just the fellowship that you offered. And it's just been truly an honor to work with all of you. So thank you very much. Yeah. Anything else, Ryan?
No, I think that's it. Otherwise, everybody have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you later on the Meridian Teacher Podcast.
Thank you.